Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, two lines from the end of the page. Vi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom. It is also sponsored by Rachel and Jeff Rottenberg and family in commemoration of the fifth yard site of Joe Rottenberg, Yosef Yitzchak Ben Moshe Cohen, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf has one topic, and that is Hilchos Mezuzah. So everything we're going to do today's daf is about Mezuzah. We're in the middle of a series of statements of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel related to mezuzah. So we're going to talk about the proper place to place the mezuzah. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit about whether a mezuzah can be written on two separate scrolls. We're going to talk about the role of the Heker Tzir, of which way the door opens up, in determining which side of the door a person puts a mezuzah. The Gemara is going to discuss how high up on the doorway a person is supposed to put the mezuzah. We're going to discuss whether the mezuzah should be placed vertically or horizontally. The Gemara is going to talk about where in the doorway, how deep. If you have a very wide doorway, how deeply into the doorway the mezuzah should be placed. The Gemara is going to talk about what else. If you have a doorway that's not a traditional doorway of kanamikan v'kanamikan v'kanal gabeyam, that are straight edged kanim, so does it require a mezuzah? And we're going to talk about whether an achsadra requires a mezuzah, a base shar requires a mezuzah, and that will bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin again, two lines from the end of the page. On Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So says the Gemara of Amar Vidomar Shmuel, Mitzvah Lanicha B'toch Halalu Shal Pesach. The mezuzah should be placed inside the thickness of the doorway. So says Mar Pshita B'sha'arecha Amar Achmana. Yeah, that's what it says in the pasuk. It says Chasavta Mezuzas Pesecha U'V'sha'arecha. And if you put it outside of the Halal Pesach, then it's not in Sha'arecha. So says Mar Salkat Aitichamino Hal Vamar Rav Mitzvah Lanicha B'tevach Samach Lurusha Sarab. That I might have thought that since we know the halacha is, and we're going to see later in the daf, that you're supposed, if you have a very, very wide doorway, you have a very wide wall, a very thick wall, that you're supposed to put the mezuzah on the tefach that is closest to the Rosh Hasharabim. So I might have thought, kama demirchak mali, that the further outward that you put the mezuzah, the better off you are, and even better than putting it all the way on the tefach samach Rosh Hasharabim is to leave it outside of the doorway entirely. So kamash malan, that's why it tells me that that's not the din. You should be covered the mezuzah in the Chalal HaPesach. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel also taught us Ksava al Shnei Dapin, that if you write the mezuzah on two amudim, on two columns, psula, it's going to be pasul. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Ksava al Shnei Dapin v'nicha b'shnei sipin, that if you put it on two columns and you put it on two sides of the doorway, psula. So the Gemara is medayik, whoa, two sides of the doorway, that's two pieces of cloth, obviously, that you putting it on two sides of the doorway. Habisaf echad ksheira, and that implies that but for the fact that you put half of it on one side of the doorway, half of it on the other side of the doorway, this would have been perfectly acceptable. But if it's two pieces of cloth, it's obviously two columns, and that's obviously not perfectly acceptable according to Rabbi Damar Shmuel. So it says, Mar ru'il ishnei sipin kamar. No, the price is saying Rabbi Damar Shmuel's exact din. It's saying that if you make it on two separate columns, where it's now ru'il ishnei, where now it could easily be split into two and put on two sides of the doorway, then it's going to be possible. Not that if it's actually al shnei sipin, it's possible. Anything less than that is kosher. So the brisa is actually a raya to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It is not a stira to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now lechora, you're going to have to say that the brisa is talking about, even without Shmuel, you're going to have to say that the brisa is talking about ru'i l'shnei sipin, because there can't possibly be a havami that you could put it on two separate scrolls, on two separate sipin, because if you cover the mezuzah on the left side, let's say you just take a mezuzah, regular mezuzah, and you put it on the left side of the doorway, you know, you'll see the mitzvah anyway. So what's the havamina that part of your mezuzah could be on the, even if the mezuzah could be in two scrolls, there's no havamina that part of the mezuzah could be on the left side. And not only that, if you put only one parsha, and you, instead of both parshas, the mezuzah, you write only one parsha, and you put it on the right side, That's also possible. That's not a mezuzah. So it's only because of Shmuel that I need to be told that if you cut a mezuzah into two, put one on one side and one on the other side, that it's possible. Without Shmuel, it's obvious that that's going to be possible, and that's not what the Brisa means. So the Chassam Sofer is bothered by this in the Tshuva Nor Chaim Simen Hei, and he says, yeah, in a chinami, we could have said Ula Taimech, that even without Shmuel, you're going to have to say the Brisa is Ru'uy Lishnei Sipin Ka'amar, but we introduce it in the context of Shmuel anyway. The Beis Halevi explains that the Havamina was that Bishnei Sipin means that both of them are on the right side. It's just that the thickness of the wall is so wide that that there are two separate doorposts within that thickness of the wall, and there's airspace in between them, and that's what makes it possible. Shnei Sipin means two doorposts, not two opposite doorposts, two doorposts on the same side. That was the Hava Amina, says the Beis Halevi. Okay, now the Torah tells us, and we're going to see in tomorrow's daf that Beisecha is bi'oscha, that the mezuzah should be on the right side in the direction that you're going, in the entranceway to the house, and not on the right side leaving the house. Meaning, we all know mezuzah's got to be on the right side, but some will say, well, what's my right side now? Is not my right side now, right? Meaning, when you're going one way, it's your right side, the other way, all of a sudden it's not your right side. So Beisecha means bi'oscha, when you go into the house. It's the right side in the derech haknisa from the Rosh Hashanah to the house. That's where you put the mezuzah. And and it doesn't matter which direction the doorway to your, the front door to your house opens up. Whether the front door to your house opens into the house, out of the house, it's irrelevant. And similarly, if you have two rooms, one is further in than the other, or one has a greater ishtamshus than the other, so the mezuzah, that's another determinant of which the right side, which direction you put the mezuzah. When one room is further into your house, so that's on the right side going into the room that's further into your house. The problem is, or the issue is, what happens when you have two rooms that have the same exact, that are side by side in your house, so neither one is further into your house. It's not from the outside into your house, and there's just you a lot of times in these split level houses you have a dining room and a kitchen that are side by side, and you can go in from the kitchen to the dining room. You go in from the dining room to the kitchen, and there's a doorway in between one and the other. So what are you supposed to do then? Everything everything else is equal. So what are you supposed to do then? So what you should do is you should follow the Heker Tzir, follow which way the door opens up. So my Heker Tzir, what does Heker Tzir mean? It literally means like the hinge. So I'm Ravada Avakta. It's the hole that they make in the doorway, that their hinges weren't like our hinges where it was on the side of the door. It was on the top and the bottom. They had like a pole that went into the hole in the top of the doorway and the bottom of the doorway, and it would swing on that hinge. So that's what it is. So hey chidami, well, what are we talking about? How do you put the mezuzah? How does that tell you where to put the mezuzah? Kugon pischa de bein trei bati. If you have a pesach in between two houses, bein begavri li bein nashi, like a person who splits his house into two rooms, one room where all the men will come in, you know, people from the outside will come in and he'll greet them, and that's where they'll hang out, and another room where his wife, who needs some privacy, where she'll be able to go in and out, and she's not going to be seen by all these people that are around the house. So there's a doorway between one room and the other room. Both of those rooms, though, open up into Rosh Hasharabim. So the Gemara is going to say that you're always koveh the mezuzah on the right side of going into the house. But a pesach like that, that's in between two rooms in the house, and you go in on both sides, so we don't know which one is considered the derech knisa and which one's considered the derech yitziyah. So that's what Shmuel is saying, that the room that has the heker tzir, that the door opens up into, that's considered to be the bias. So you look at which way the door swings. So if the door swings into a room, that's the room. That's the room you're going into. So and it's the right side going into that room that you kaveh the mezuzah. Even though from a knisa v'rosh hasharabim, we wouldn't. Neither one is the more dominant one. Meaning, there's a whole hierarchy of what you look at when you're trying to figure out which side to put the mezuzah. So first thing you look at: are you going from a place that's pata from mezuzah to a room that's chayiv in a mezuzah. So then definitely put it on the right side going into the room that's chayiv in a mezuzah. Meaning, you're going from the outside to your house. The outside doesn't need a mezuzah. Your house needs a mezuzah. So the right side going in, it's kenisa to your house. Then you look at, okay, now that I'm in my house, which room is further in? So you always go to the room that's further in. If let's say they're side by side, neither one is further in, so then you look at Heker Tzir, which side does the door swing into. Problem is that in a lot of our houses there is no door in between those two rooms. You have two rooms that are side by side. You can enter in both directions, and there is no doorway between them. So then what you do is you have to figure out which is Rof Hashtamshus, which is the room that is more used, which is the room that you more often go into rather than used to go out of. Do you often enter the dining room through the kitchen, or do you more often enter the kitchen through the dining room? So okay, so that's the basic rules of which side of the door to put the mezuzah on. So now the Gemara says Reish Galusa Bana Besa. The Reish Galusa built a house for himself. So Rav Nachman Kvali Mezuzta. He asked Rav Nachman to set up a mezuzah for him. To put a mezuzah on the doorpost that he could then put in his house. So Rav Nachman Tali Dashi Bereisha. Rav Nachman says, first you have to put up the doorpost and then put them on your house, and then I'll put the mezuzah on. And the basis for this is because we learned from the Parsha of Tzitzis where the Torah says Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha, that Ta'aseh V'lo Min Ha'Asui, that it has to be that you make it when it's already Chayiv in the mitzvah. So if let's say you were to have a beged that has only three corners, and you put tzitzis on those three corners, and then somehow you add a fourth corner to the beged, those tzitzis are puzzle, because the first three tzitzios that you put on were before it was ever chayiv in tzitzis. That's a violation of ta'aseh v'lo menasui. So the same is true by mezuzah. You're going to go to Home Depot, and you're going to buy a door frame, and you say, oh, once I'm here, I'll just stick a mezuzah on this door frame. And then you go home, and you stick the door frame into your house. That doesn't work. That's ta'aseh v'lo menasui. You have to have the door frame in your house and a house behind the door, right? You have to have a house attached to the door, and then you put up a mezuzah. You can't put up a mezuzah before there's a door frame and a house. That's how Rashi understands this Gemara. Tosfos explains a little bit differently that the Maisa is not telling us the din of Tasav Lo Menasui. There is such a din, but that's not what this story is about. No, it's really a hemshich of the previous din, that a Pesach between Shnei Batim, you're koveh the mezuzah based on the Heker Tzir, based on which way the door opens up. So the story was that the Reish Galusa built a house that was split into two. We had two rooms side by side. There was a Beit Gavri and a Beit Nashi where the men from the outside would be, and a place for the women to have privacy. And he asked Rav Nachman to be Koveya Mezuzah in that doorway. So Rav Nachman said, well, first we need to set up a door, and then I'll be able to tell you which way the Heker Tzir goes, and then I'll be able to be Koveya, the Mezuzah, based on the Heker Tzir. That's how Tosfos learns that I don't have enough information yet to know which way is the which way is the right side. So a lot of times people don't know. I always say, so which way are you going to go more often? I don't know which way I'm going to go more often. I was just talking to one of my children who just moved apartments. He said, which way? He said, you know what? I just won't tell my wife. I'm going to just watch her and I'll see which way she goes more often. You know, then I'll figure it out. So you could do that with a rental where you have 30 days leeway to do that. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin writes that a bayis is only chayiv in mezuzah if it has doors. And he writes that you have to first put up the door and then be koveh the mezuzah. I mean, not just door post. The Rambam holds that without a door, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. So where did the Rambam get that from? So the Rosh says, that's how the Rambam learned this line of Gemara, that he said, put up a mezuzah for me. He said, hey, you got to put up a door first. So whereas Tosfos learned the reason that he needed to put up a door is I need to see the Heker Tzir to understand which side. The Rambam learns, without a door, you put up a mezuzah. That was the joke they used to make about Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim Brisker was known as an extraordinary Baal Chesed. They say that Rav Asher Weiss likes to say over that they asked the Aruch HaShulchan and and Rav Chaim Brisker and maybe Rav Itzla Petterberger, I don't remember who the third one was, what the Iker Tafkid of a rabbi is. Like, what's a rabbi's primary primary job. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, Rabbi primarily is a posek. He's got to paskin all the halachos of the community, which is certainly what the Aruch HaShulchan did. I think it was Rav Yitzchak Pettenberger said that a rabbi is ultimately a lamdan and has to make sure that everybody's learning Torah and that he's teaching the entire community, which again is what he did. And Rav Chaim Brisker, who we think of as like the big lamdan, because he was, said that a rabbi is the father and mother of the community. He has to make sure that everybody's taken care of and do chesed and do whatever it is that people need. And that's, they say that on Rav Chaim's tombstone, that's what it says, that he was a Rav Chesed more than anything else. So it was Yadua that in his house, in fact, Rav Salvechik, Zichron Levracha, said that the grandchildren didn't like going to visit the grandparents' house by Rav Chaim Brisker, because you never knew who you would find there. You'd find all these these homeless people or whatever that would always, so it wasn't always so pleasant for them to be in the house. So the joke they used to make is Rav Chaim Brisker had a door on his house because to be Yotzei Shita, only to be Yotzei Shita Sarambam in Mezuzah, because otherwise there was no need for a door. Anyone could walk in. It wasn't, so he just put up a door so that it could be Chayiv in Mezuzah, Afilu L'Shita Sarambam. So that's the, but this might be where the Rambam gets it from. So says the Gemara, Amar Avidom Rav, Asa Kamin Neger, if you make your mezuzah like a peg, which Pashtus means, the way Rashi learns, is that you put it not vertically but horizontally in the door frame. So psula, so then it's going to be pasul, because you're supposed to have the mezuzah standing up, that it's not proper to have the mezuzah lying down in the door frame. And the reason is, Rabbeinu Yonasan explains, that it's not derech kavod to be like that. Rabbeinu Tam says the opposite, that if the mezuzah is standing up, it's not derech kavod. Matana Yom Tov says nothing to do with derech kavod. This is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that the mezuzah has to be positioned, not lying down inside the door frame. So Frekling Mara Eini, is that really true? V'akiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, Kulu Mezuzah to be Rebbe, all of the mezuzahs of Rebbe's house, Kimi Neger Havu Avidon, they were put up in this way, that they were lying in the doorway. V'ayi Pischa Da'ail Be Rebbe Le Be Medrasha, Lo Havala Mezuzah. And by the way, the doorway that Rebbe used to go into the Beis Medrash from his house didn't even have a mezuzah at all. So we'll get back to that one. But first we're dealing with the first half of the sentence, that all the mezuzahs of Beis Rebbe were Kamin Neger, but you, Rav Yidom Rav, just told me that if you make a Kamin Neger, it's Psula. So says Marlo Kasha, Hada Avida Kisiksa, Hada Avida Kiistavira, that when Rav says that it's Pasul, he's talking about that the mezuzah is stuck in to the doorway lying down, whereas when we said that by Rebbe all the mezuzahs were like that, it's talking about that they were like a joint, that they were put up like a joint, like a knee or an elbow joint, where Rashi seems to understand it was an L-shaped situation, that they put the mezuzah not totally vertically, not totally horizontally, they folded it in half, and it was put up like an L-shaped kind of mezuzah. So some of the Achronim are not so pleased with that. What do you mean? That's how Rashi, at least in the second Rashi, gives two interpretations. That's Rashi's second interpretation, that's what this means. So Madani Yom Tov on the Rush says, what are you talking about? There's no greater g'nai than that, especially if you hold that the problem is that it's not derech kavod. You're going to bend the mezuzah and have it like an L shape. That's a real g'nai. So what else does Rashi says? So that was the second interpretation of Rashi. The first interpretation of Rashi is istavira means that it's standing up, that the mezuzahs of the Beis Rebbe were standing, whereas the mezuzah that's coming negative, that's pasul, is a mezuzah that's lying down. So it's talking about, should it be vertical or should it be horizontal? The Gemara doesn't think of the possibility of it being slanted, right? It's either vertical or horizontal. So the way Rashi learns is that in Beis Rebbe they were vertical, and that's the way it's supposed to me. That's the derech kavod. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tulsa saying the exact opposite, that siksa is a mezuzah that's standing up, and that's not derech kavod, and that's going to be pasul, whereas the mezuzah of Beis Rebbe were lying down, and that is derech kavod, and that's the way to do it. And that's where we get the idea of doing it on a slant, because it's a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Tosfos writes that Bein the Rashi, Bein the Rabbeinu Tam, it was on the slant. Both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam hold it was on the slant in Rebbe's house. The question is, what was the assumption? Meaning, would you call that lying down or would you call that standing up? So if you're assuming that most mezuzahs are lying down, so when it's on a slant, it would be like, why is it standing up? But if you assume most mezuzahs are standing up, when you see it on a slant, you would say, why is it lying down? So the Beis Rebbe, they had it on that slant, and it's just a question of perspective of what you assume the natural way for the mezuzah to be is. I think Rav Shechter holds that it's by all Kisvei Kodesh that we Paskin really make right than it's supposed to be standing up, and therefore by all Kisvei Kodesh it's not proper to leave them lying down. So our Sifrei Torah and the Aron Kodesh are standing up. I think when they built the Gluck Beis Medrash in YU, so they have klafim for the Sifrei Nach, for Haftorahs, so they built a drawer under the Aron to have the Sifrei Nach lying down in the drawer. And Rav Shechter said, no, that's not Derech Chavuk. He made him put it in the Aron. Now, an Aron is reserved for Sifrei Torah. You're not supposed to put other things in an Aron that have less Kedusha. So that's unless you make the Aron Altanai. They were first building it. So they built the Aron Altanai that they should be allowed to put other things in there. So I think that's what they do. I think they have the Klafim in the section in the Aron so that they're actually standing up, because he thought that was a greater Derech Chavuk. But you see a lot of places that do have it lying down in a separate compartment. Problem we have here with our Sifrei Nach is that we did not make our Aron Al Tanai. So now we've got to come up with a solution of where to put all these klafim. Okay, so says Gemara, Eini, is that really true that the Pesach of the Beis Medrash is put from mezuzah? I mean, the second half of what we said about Rebbe, that his doorway into the Beis Medrash is put from mezuzah. Vahu pischa dava ayil ba Rav Huna lebe medrasha. The Pesach that Rav Huna would go into the Beis Medrash was Havila Mezuzah, it had a mezuzah. So says Gemara, who Ragil Hava? That was a place where a lot of people would go. The doorway that Rav Huna used, a lot of people used to get into the Beis Medrash, and that's why it was Chayiv and Mezuzah. Tamariv Damrav, Mezuzah, Halachacha Ragil, that if you have two doorways into one room, you're Kaveh Mezuzah in the Pesach, that you're more commonly people go through. But a Pesach of the Beis Medrash of Rebbe's Beis Medrash, didn't have a Kviyas Mezuzah because most people would not go in through that Pesach. It was only Rebbe that went in through that Pesach, and therefore was Pater from Mezuzah. That's how Rashi learns, that you can have two doorways, functional, right, and they're both used, but one is only used by one person, and the other is used by everybody. Then the one that's used by the one person doesn't need a mezuzah at all. So that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos and the Rosh say differently, that the Pesach Beis HaMedrash is Pater from Mezuzah, and that's the chiluk between Rebbe and Rav Huna, that by Rebbe the Pesach was in the Beis Medrash, it was a doorway to the Beis Medrash, whereas by Rav Huna, the Pesach was a Pesach of his bias, and it's just that he would leave that Pesach to go to the Beis Medrash, but it was really a Pesach of his own bias, and that's the chiluk, that a Beis Medrash doesn't need a mezuzah, but a bias needs a mezuzah. So it was a question of which Pesach it was about. The Yerushalmi says that a Pesach Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina, they were koveya a mezuzah, and the Beis Yosef says, so we're machmir for the Yerushalmi that we do put a mezuzah up on the Beis Medrash, but without a bracha, because from the Bavli, it sounds like you're not supposed to put a mezuzah on, that there's no requirement of mezuzah on the Beis Medrash, so you put up a mezuzah, but believe bracha. Amar b'zeir amar av masar amar shmul, mitzvah la'anicha b'tchila shlisha elyon. The mezuzah should be placed at the beginning of the top third of the doorway. Rav Huna disagrees with Shmuel, and he says magbiya min akarka tefach umarchik min akar tefach v'kala pesach kulo kashal mezuzah. You could put it anywhere along the height of the doorway except for the very top tefach and the very bottom tefach. Anywhere else on the doorway you want to put it, you have little kids, you want them to be able to reach it, so put it low down where they can reach it. That's perfectly fine. So Meisvei, so they ask, wait a second, magbiya min akarka tefach umarchik min akar tefach v'kala pesach kulo kashal mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda shita is anywhere along the doorway as long as it's not the top or the bottom tefach. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that it says in the parsha of mezuzah, it talks about the tefillin as well. well. And by tefillin it says ukshartem, so, and by mezuzah it says uksaftem, so makshira begova, just like the kshira satfillin is on a high area, so the assumption is, Rashi learns that it means tefillin shel rosh is on the height of your head. Other Rishonim say no, so matfillin shel yad, it's high up on the arm, either way. So afksiva begova, so to the mezuzah, should be high up on the doorway. Well, bishlam the Rav Huna who domak Rabbi Yehuda, I understand very well that Rav Huna says you can put it anywhere along the doorway, just not the top tevach or the bottom tevach. That's exactly the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Huna's paskin like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. El Shmuel da Amar Kaman, but Shmuel said that it's got to be in the beginning of the top third. Well, we had two opinions in Tanaim. One opinion was all the way on the top, and the other opinion was anywhere but the very top tevach and the very bottom tevach. Where does he get this idea about the top beginning of the top third? Lo Rabbi Dov, Lo Rabbi Yossi. He's against both Tanaim. So answer the Gemara, Am Rav Huna Breid Rav Nosson, Liolam Rabbi Yossi. He's really following Rabbi Yossi, that it's got to be high up. Umay Tchilas Shlisha Elyon, Deka Amar, when Shmuel said that it's got to be in the beginning of the top third of the doorway, Larchika. He means that about how far from the top of the doorway you're allowed to put the mezuzah. Shalol Larchika Menakor Shalmali Yosem Mishlish. And he's saying that the lowest you can possibly put it is the beginning of the Shlisha Elyon, is the beginning of the top third. But Einachinami, anywhere begova, anywhere high up on the doorway would be good. So you put it higher than that, that's perfectly good as well. So this is Machlokas Rishon about Paskin. The Rosh says the Chalchili could be Koveh the Mezuzah from the beginning of the Shlisha Elyon all the way up, all the way until the Mashkov, anywhere in the top part of the doorway. And you don't need to be Marchik a Tefach from the Mashkov, meaning he Paskins like Rabbi Yossi, based on the Gemara's Maskana, that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel is just defining the lower limit. But the upper limit, there is no upper limit. Go all the way on the very top of the doorway. Nukudas Akesef in Yerodeya, in Hilchos Mezuzah says, really, we pass on like the Rosh. But L'chadchila, we put it in the top third of the doorway. The Rambam Shita is in the Hilchos Tefillin, Parak Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, that L'chadchila, you should put the Mezuzah Dafka in the beginning of the Shlisha Elyon of the Pesach. And B'diavad, if you put it higher than that, it's going to be kosher. Meaning, he understands the Maskan of the Gemara is that Shmuel is telling us that it should be in the Tchila Shlisha Elyon, but that's only a Din L'chadchila. When Rabbi Yossi says, as high up as you want, it's got to be the top of the doorway, Rabbi Yossi is telling you, B'diavad, that B'diavad, it works even in the top Tefach, as high up as you want. But L'chadchila is supposed to be right at the beginning of the top third of the doorway. The Beis Yosef says that it sounds like from Rabbi Yossi that he learns Mezuzah from Tefillin. So just like Shiras Tefillin is not all the way up on the arm, it's a little bit removed from the very top of the arm. So to mezuzah, lichadchila, should not be all the way up on the door. It should be a little bit removed from the top of the door. So we try to be mak. Everyone holds anywhere in the top third is going to be kosher. The Rambam Shita is that there's a din lichadchila, it should be at the very beginning of the top third. So that's why we try to be mak. When you put up a mezuzah, you measure your doorway. And if the doorway is, just take an easy number to work with, the doorway is 90 inches tall, let's say. So you look at the 60-inch mark, and the bottom of the mezuzah should be at the 60-inch mark. That's the way to measure it, which is way lower than most people think. Because when you look at it, when you just eyeball a doorway, we're not so good at being able to tell where the top third is. So most people put the mezuzah on higher. It's definitely kosher if you put it higher. If you put it lower, it may not be kosher. But if you put it higher, it's definitely kosher. The question is whether it's kosher l'chadchila, like the Rosh, or it's only kosher b'di'avad, like the Rambam. The Beis Yosef also quotes Rabbeinu Manoach that b'di'avad, if you're koveya under the Shlisha Elyon, it's kosher. It just it's just got to at least be three tefachim off of the ground. But the Ram sounds not that way. The Ram sounds like it's mamish going to be possible if it's below the Shlisha Elyon. Okay, says Gemara, Amar Rava, mitzvah lanicha betevach samach Rosh Hashanah. As far as how deep into the doorway you put the mezuzah, it should be on the outermost tefach closest to the Rosh Hashanah. My taima, why is that? So Rabbanan Amri kedeshivka b'mezuzah miyad. They that you should run, the first thing you should run into is the mezuzah. That should be the first thing that that you encounter. Rav Chanina Misura Omer Ki Hechi Ditinatre, that the reason is that the mezuzah provides protection. It provides protection for anything that's inside of it. So you want to maximize the area that the mezuzah is protecting. So you keep the mezuzah closer to the outside of the doorway. Rav Chanina says human beings are different than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Midas Pasav Adam Melech Yeshu Bifnim Amisham Noso Mibachutz. A regular Melech, he'll sit on the inner room, and he'll have people protecting him and guarding him from the outside. Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu Enokin. But that is not the way Hashem operates. Avadim Yoshu Mibifnim, his Avadim are the ones that are being protected inside. Vuhu Misham Mibachutz, and he's the one protecting them from the outside. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yadi Minecha. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shomer of Klal Yisrael through the mezuzah. It goes on to say, Yom Hashem Shayakekav Yarech V'Layla Hashem Yishmarcha Mikol Ra Yishmar Snafshecha Hashem Yishmar Tseischa Uvoecha Me'atav Yad Olam. So the Marsha explains in Chidush HaGadol that all the bad things that happen in the world are given over to the Mazalos, that the Chama and the Levana and the Kochavim, and they're always working against Am Yisrael, because Ein Mazal Li Yisrael. There's no one protecting us among the mazalos. So the mitzvah mezuzah, the shemesh v'yareach lo yakecha, right? That the shemesh and the yareach, all the mazalos that are trying to by mitzvah mezuzah we say, don't, they're not going to do anything. Why? Ki Hashem yishmorcha mikol ra, Hashem will protect you from attacking you. And since it says that when you're inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect you from the outside, yad yiminecha is the right side going into the house. And let's say, you might say, okay, but who's going to protect me when I leave my house? So that's why it says, Hashem Yishmar Tzeischa V'Oecha, that once you have Hashem protecting you when you're in your house, he's going to be Shomer Tzeischa as well. He's going to be Shomer Tzeischa V'Oecha, that the mezuzah is always going to provide a protection. So even though the mezuzah protects in the house, once it's doing that, it protects outside the house as well. That's how the Marsha learns over here. Darash Rav Yosef Bered Derava Mishmei Derava Hemik La Tefach Psula. If the mezuzah is more than a tefach or more deep into the doorway, then it's going to be possible. Meaning you burrow a hole in the doorway, a tefach deep, and you stick the mezuzah all the way in, that's going to be possible. Because it says, and the Bach explains that it's got to be b'makom skiras hashar, it's where the door closes, but the door doesn't close anywhere near that area that's more than a tefach in. Lavush says, no, it's just because it says al mezuzah Pesecha and not toch mezuzah Pesecha. So it's supposed to be al mezuzah, so it's got to be closer to the outside and not toch, not all the way inside. Lema Mesayele, I'll bring you a raya, hinicha bepatzin, if you put the mezuzah inside the mashkof, o shetala ala malbein, or you put a brick over the area where the mezuzah is, and that's a tefach, im yesham tefach, if it's a tefach wide, which now has buried the mezuzah, a tefach in, then tzarech mezuzah acheres, and you're going to need another mezuzah, im lav, and if it's not a tefach in, ain't a tzarech mezuzah acheres, then you're not going to need another mezuzah. So it says, well, no, that's not a raya. Kitanihi bepesach she'achorei adelos. No, that price is talking about where you have two doors that are mamish at a right angle to one another, and there's one pole that connects the both doors. So you have the house comes to a corner. Instead of having a doorway in the middle of the wall like you normally would, you have a doorway all the way at the end of one wall, and then doorway, another doorway all the way at the end of the other wall. And the question is, can you have one mezuzah on that post to cover both doorways? The doorway on the south side and on the west side can be covered by one mezuzah. So that's what it's about. That it's chorei adelos. If it's tefach, then it's not going to be covered because it's too far away. But if it's less, if the thickness of that pole is a tefach, but if it's less than a tefach, then it's going to be okay. That's how Rashi learns. The Bach in Yerodea says, how could that possibly be true? If you have two doors that are at a right angle to one another, how's there a hava amina that a mezuzah on the pole in between them is going to work for both of them? If it's the right side for one of them, it's the left side for the other one. So that can't possibly work. So the Bach works on a different interpretation of this Gemara. So says Gemara, haba hedya katanila pesach shachorei adelos mirsham tefach tzarech mezuzah acheres v'im lavein tzarech mezuzah acheres. But don't we have beferish that Achoreadalis is no good. So it says Marketzad Katani. Yeah, but we're just it's just elaborating and explaining the case of Achoreadalis. Tana, Hemela Malbin Shalkanim, Chotech Shvoferes Umanicha, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach made out of hollow reeds, so you cut out a piece where you could, from the Mashkov, and you put the mezuzah inside of it. Amar Avacha Breid Rava, Lo Shanu Ela Shehemedul B'Sof Chatach. Yeah, but you have to first put up the mezuzah of the Mashkov in the Pesach Habayis, and then open up the tube where the Niach and put the mezuzah inside. But at first you open up the tube v'niach and you put the mezuzah inside when it's still not attached to the bayis and it's still not forming a proper tzuras haPesach on a bayis ulebesof hemed, and then you set up the doorway psula, that's going to be pasul. And this is the halacha we referred to earlier, tasev lo mina asui, because you cannot have a mezuzah before you have a chiyuv mezuzah. So you first have to build a house and put up the doorway on the house. Ah, so now I have a doorway on the house, and now I'm chayv a mezuzah. Then you put up a mezuzah. V'yamar Rava, hani piskhi shima'i. If you have a messed up doorway, pitur min a mezuzah, it's pata from mezuzah. My piskhi shima'i, what does it mean it's messed up? So pligi Rav Yechumi v'Abi Yosi. Chadam adalas l'tikra. Some say that it has a kan mikan v'kan mikan, but there is no tikra on top. It has no mashkov on top. V'chadam adalas l'shkufi. And the other says that it doesn't have the mezuzos of the mashkov, meaning that it's not a straight edge. The mezuzos, they're bricks that protrude out and in and out and in, and therefore it's not a proper mezuzah that would require a scroll on that mezuzah. Meaning it's not a proper mezuzah. I'm using the term as it's not a proper doorpost that would require what we colloquially refer to as a mezuzah on that doorpost. Amrav Bar Shila, Amrav Chista, Achsadra Ptur Min HaMezuzah. If you have an Achsadra, which is an area that's surrounded by three walls, but it's totally open on the fourth side, it's part from Mezuzah Fishein LePtzimin, because it doesn't have a proper Tzuras HaPesach on the fourth side. So Hayesh LePtzimin Chayevis, but it sounds like if it does have a proper Tzuras HaPesach on the fourth side, it's going to be Chayev, meaning if it has posts on the fourth side, it's going to be Chayev. But wait, L'chizik Tikru Davidi, those posts would just be there to hold up the roof, to give it structural integrity. That's not a Tzuras HaPesach. It's Chayev in Mezuzah has to be there to give the image of a Tzuras HaPesach, and not just for structural integrity. No, what Rav Chista meant to say is Afal Pishyesh L'Ptzimin Ptura. Even though there are Ptzimin and it looks like a Tzuras HaPesach, it's still Pater, because it's only put there to hold up the roof, but it's not really there to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Amra Bai Chazin Lelis Palidi D'Beimar, I saw that the Achshadros of Rabba's house did some Ptzimin V'lasa Mezuzta, that they had Ptzimin but they didn't have a mezuzah, because he held that it was just there to strengthen the structural integrity of the structure. So meisvei beishar achsadra mepesas chayav in mezuzah, but doesn't it say that an achsadra is chayav in mezuzah? So it says Gemara, no, achsadra to be rav. That's not an achsadra that has four walls. It's just that the walls don't reach all the way up to the ceiling. Meaning there's another type of achsadra that doesn't have just three walls. It has four walls. It's just that the walls don't reach the ceiling, and that's what makes it a more airy space where more fresh air comes in. Asagd be Rav, the Achsadra that has four walls, ki indruna ma'al yasuhu. Well, that's a full room. Why did I need a brisa to tell me that it needs a mezuzah? Of course that's going to need a mezuzah. So it says, no, the brisa is talking about Achsadra romesa, that it's all made of windows. And the brisa is mechadesh, that even though it's window after window after window, the whole thing is chayiv and mezuzah. Amar Rachba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Be'er Ziki chayiv b'shtei mezuzos. Be'er Ziki needs two mezuzos. Great. My Be'er Ziki. What on earth is a Be'er Ziki? So Rav Papa Sav Mishmei Derava, Beishar Psuach L'Chater Ubatim Psuchon L'Beishar. That you have a Beishar, you have this little gateway that's between the Chater and the Batim. So we don't say that since the Batim open up to it, it's bottle to the Beishar is bottle to the Batim, and therefore does not require its own mezuzah. So if you have a small foyer, an entranceway that goes into your house, and there's a doorway from the outside to that entranceway, and then again from that entranceway to the house, both need a mezuzah. Tan Rabban, Beishar B'suach L'gina, if you have a Beishar that opens up into a garden, L'kitonis, and also on the other side it opens up into a room, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Nidon K'kitonis, it's chayiv a mezuzah, like the room, V'chamram Nidon K'beishar, and the Chamram say, no, it's like like a beishar, and it's like it opens to the gina, and therefore it's considered to be an extension of the gina and is potter from a mezuzah. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, migina lebayis, from the side of the garden to the side of the house, if the heker tzir goes in that direction, kuli amelo pligi, then everyone's going to say dechayiv. Of course, dechayiv mezuzah. It's a doorway to the house. My time would be a debayisi. It's a doorway to the house. Ki pligi mi bayis legina. The whole machlokas is when it's from the bayis to the gina. Mar sovik kitonius ikker, that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's the bayis that's really the ikker, and it's chayiv and mezuzah. Mar sovik gina ikker, that the gina is really the ikker, and therefore it's going to be potter from mezuzah. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi damer tarvayu mi bayis legina dukolei amelo pligi de potter. From the bayis to the gina, it's for sure potter. My time pischa de gina, it's for sure an entrance way to the gina. Ki pligi mi gina le bayis, when the heker tzir indicates that it's going to the bayis. So mar sovik bia de bayis. So that's where you have machlokas. Is it primarily for the bias or primarily for the gina? Abai v'rava avdi k'rav Rav Yosef. Abai and Rav did like Rav and Rav Yosef. And Ravashi avid k'rav Shmuel l'chumra. That he did like Rav and Shmuel l'chumra. V'hilchsa k'rav Shmuel l'chumra. And we pask in k'rav and Shmuel l'chumra that the machlokas is when the heker tzir goes to the gina, but if the heker tzir goes to the bias, then everyone would agree it's going to need a mezuzah, and we paskin in that machlokas like Rabbi Yossi that even when it goes to the gina, it's chayiv and mezuzah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Michal will pick up from there tomorrow, and I will be back on Sunday. I'll be giving you a shiur in Bergenfield if anyone happens to be there. That's okay.